from paddock to plate in rural South Taranaki, and a business idea sparked at breakfast time. Used in any meal at any time of day, whether in sushi, soups or salads, an ingredient in a main meal, or in the case of my next guest, in porridge, quinoa is a super nutritious edible seed. It's rich in protein, dietary fibre, amino acids and B vitamins. Kate Dunlop runs the New Zealand Quinoa Company based out of Hawera. She has recipes, quinoa porridge, apple bran and quinoa muffins we'll get to later. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You're really welcome. You see, this is the odd thing. I use quinoa as a replacement for rice.
Yes, well, that's a fantastic way to use it. Yep. And that's a nice, easy intro into quinoa as well because, you know, you cook it the same as rice and it's got a nice, mild flavour like rice and, you know, absorbs kind of, you know, sauces and other things just like you'd use for rice. So that's an awesome way to use it.
But you are the breakfast queen. And what was the light bulb moment for you?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, we've got a young family, you know, we're farming inland from Hawera in South Taranaki, and I'd always cared about eating healthy and having a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, and on-farm as well, we care a lot about sustainability and we were always looking for ways to kind of improve and evolve. And I guess what had happened, we'd seen some of those changes that were coming with, you know, consumer choices and demands, and we wanted to be part of that. So my husband Hamish and I had been talking, you know, for a little while about different options and you know, what we could maybe look at. And anyway, yeah, we were sitting around our breakfast table one morning and I'd served up quinoa porridge, which wasn't that unusual. But as we were eating it, I said, well, you know, I know we're eating this because it's so nutritious. I knew the, you know, nutritional profile of it. But I was like, well, maybe this would work on farm as well. You know, maybe we should look into this. So, yeah, we kind of started there and said, OK, well, let's do some research. And, yeah, we did quite a lot of research and we looked into actually a whole lot of plant proteins just to see if there was anything else that might fit what we were looking for. But we kept coming back to quinoa and in the end, after we'd kind of felt like we could do all the research we could do, we imported some seed and you know, took it from there.
You see, this is the thing. It's so associated with South America, all the story of this ancient grain, yet it's become immensely popular. How difficult, though, to start growing something from South America here and trialling it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose doing anything a little bit novel is always full with lots of challenges, and we certainly haven't had any shortage of those. But at the same time, you know, we had done some research and we kind of talked to growers all around the world because it is, I mean, 90% of the world's quinoa is grown in South America, but it's grown lots of other places now too. So we talked to lots of people and kind of found out all that we could about, you know, what were going to be the challenges and what we needed to be ready for. So we've done all that we can, but I mean, in the end, you've just got to put it in the ground and get on with it. So, I mean, we had weather, you know, events that caused us trouble. And then, you know, then the next step from taking it from, you know, something in the field to something in a supermarket, you know, in a paddock, packet in a supermarket. So we certainly had lots of difficulty, but it's not super unusual having a South American product. One of our favourite, you know, fruits, which we've got laden, you know, around our place at the moment is feijoas, and they're the same. They've got South American origins. So we didn't think that was too much of a barrier. But, and we know that the conditions, you know, some, depending on where you are in South America, the growing conditions can be, you know, quite similar to here in New Zealand. So we thought that was, you know, pretty encouraging.
I'm really keen on how you grow it, like how you plant it, and then what does it look like as it sort of matures?
Yes. Like you were saying, it's been growing for thousands of years, and it's actually a seed rather than a grain, and it's closely related to beetroot and spinach. So when it's growing, you know, there's lots of leafy greens on it, basically. And as it grows, it kind of, our variety, there's, you know, over 200 varieties, but our variety produces almost this beautiful yellow flower. So, you know, just for 2 weeks of its growing season, the field is just in these beautiful, you know, yellow quinoa flowers. And then once it's flowered, it starts to dry down. And so, yeah, we leave it to dry down naturally on the plant. And then, you know, when it's as dry as it's going to be, we get it off with a combine harvester.
Right. And what's the process once harvested?
Yeah, so once harvested, we work with a seed processing plant in Palmerston North, and then after it's been through there, it heads up to Auckland and is bagged, and then from there it heads out to supermarkets across New Zealand. So, but yeah, I say that pretty lightly, but oh, getting every step of all of this journey is, you know, you kind of can only we can only take it so incrementally in the beginning, because every kind of little step posed so many difficulties. But no, it's pretty neat now. You know, we've worked through a lot of it, and you know, we've grown so much and really expanded our skills, and yeah, you know, we've been growing it for we've just finished, I think, about our fourth commercial harvest. So we're
wow.
definitely you know, learning some legs. You know, we're getting our teeth really stuck into it now.
I mean, it's such a tiny little seed. It must be a specialised harvester, is it?
It's actually not. I mean, we you know, we've tried around a little bit, but no, the combine harvester can do it. But yeah, it's a tiny seed. You know, like I know that when we were dealing with the seed processing plant, you know, looking at it and what we do with it and all the rest of it, you know, it's like sesame seed. You know, it's so small. So yeah, it is tiny, but there is quite a lot of it. You do get quite a lot of seed off a single plant. So you know, which is another reason why quinoa is so fantastic, because you can actually get quite a lot of nutrition out of a small area of land.
This is also part of your regrassing that you carry out regardless, yeah?
Yes. So so for us, I mean, we're sheep and beef farmers, and so we use the quinoa as part of a crop rotation that we do on the farm for pastoral farming. So so yeah, it's getting moved around, and then often, you know, once it goes back into grass, you know, that animal will stay in grass for, you know, quite a few years. So, yeah, we're using it as a crop rotation.
The other challenge, I understand, growing it is that the soil that it loves, weeds also love.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be one of the soft challenges for us. So, and especially because the way that we grow our quinoa, we're trying to do it with minimal intervention, you know, almost as it would in the wild. So we don't spray it, or, you know, we basically try to not touch it. So, you know, we've got a lot of it is up to the weather gods when we put it in the ground. You know, we do all that we can to give it the best shot. But if we get the right amount of rain and the right amount of sun early on, and that quinoa can get away, then we can beat the weeds. And if we can't, we've put processes in place at the other end to make sure we can, you know, we select that weed seed out, because the great thing is obviously the weed seeds are black and the quinoa is, you know, more of a beige white colour. So we can, you know, we can get the seeds out easily, but it's just more fiddly at the other end.
All right, well, let's look at how we use it, which, of course, you've also become a bit of an expert from. As I said, I like it to replace rice. One thing I do like, I mean, it's not cheap quinoa, but you get a heck of a lot. Once it swells, you get a heck of a lot out of quite a small amount, and it's become a fave of mine as a replacement for, you know, for rice, starchier rice. How did you begin to sort of have an adventure on some of these different ways of using it?
Yes, totally. Yeah, and you're right, you know, like quinoa, I mean, it swells to about three times its size when it goes into water. So while it may look like, you know, there's not much, yeah, it quickly expands and you end up with a lot. And because, you know, it is just so nutritious, like you were saying at the beginning, oh, it's just got so many, you know, it's a nutritional powerhouse for sure. So you do get a lot of bang for your buck in terms of value of nutrition. But, oh, yeah, the poor kids, you know, we've got four kids, and they have definitely been at the receiving end of all of my quinoa experiments. So they get a little bit suspicious now and tend to ask if anything's got quinoa in it, because I'm usually, you know, trying to hide it in every corner of what they're eating. Or yeah, but we've got so many ways that we love to use it. I mean, obviously the porridge is, you know, a fantastic way. And you cook, you know, when you're doing quinoa porridge, you'd cook it just like you were cooking normal porridge with oats. So, you know, one part quinoa to two parts water. And if you're not sure about that, you can always start with just half and half. So do half oats, half quinoa. You know, that's a little bit more of a gentle entry into it. But yeah, I mean, salads is obviously a staple way to use it. That's kind of the main way that people think to use it. And we've certainly got a couple of favourite salads that are just on repeat in this house. And at the moment, Nadia Lim's got one in her vegetable cookbook called A Middle Eastern Quinoa Salad. And that one is fantastic. We're eating that one a lot. And but apart from that, I mean, you can just put it in anything, you know, baking, like you're saying, you make it with sushi. There's some great, like, gluten-free pizza bases you can make with it, and crackers and bread. And then, yeah, like you were saying, with the rice, you know, go half and half with rice, and you can use that as a side, or, you know, into soups and stews. Yeah, it's a really versatile little seed.
All right, well, let's talk about the quinoa bridge recipe, thank you. Would you help us with how you've perfected this with the assistance of your children?
Yes, I mean, it's not, it's a pretty simple recipe, which I guess is, you know, why it's so good. But yeah, you basically, like I was saying, just do it the same as you would with oats. And I mean, quinoa, when you're cooking it normally, you know, you cook it just like you would rice, like I said earlier. So you put in half the amount of, you know, one part quinoa to two parts water. And that kind of applies for the porridge as well, but you can just substitute some of that water out, depending on how creamy you like it, for milk. So you can do the whole lot of milk or half milk and water. And then, you know, same with oats, just add your flavourings, your cinnamon, you know, your stewed apples or berries or whatever you like to put in it. We've certainly got into the habit at the moment where we set it all up in the pressure cooker the night before on a timer, so that when the kids get up in the morning and they are ravenous, we can quickly get the porridge on the table.
Good stuff. And there's also the apple bran and quinoa muffins, which just sound like they're too good for you to be tasty. But are they? I see there's some sultanas and possibly chocolate chips making their way in there.
Yes, totally. I mean, you can mix it up however you like. So depending on, you know, how health conscious you want to be about the muffins, they you know, the base recipe is pretty healthy, but it's so moist. Adding quinoa to baking makes it really moist. So, yeah, they are delicious. But if the kids need a little bit more convincing, you can swap out, you know, the raisins for some chocolate chips or make some little changes like that just to, you know, entice more sweet tooth into it. But quinoa is great for retaining some moisture in baking.
You are into the supermarkets, which is very good for your business. Countdown, I think, sells your brand. Is there a big market for it yet, for the overall product of quinoa?
Yeah, I guess it's definitely a growing market, and it's been a growing market for a little while. It kind of, you know, had a big boom a few years ago when it kind of just, you know, erupted onto the international stage, you know, with its health profile. But I think it's one of those things that's just going to keep growing a little bit, the way that, you know, consumer trends are changing, and it's just a little bit hard to argue with in terms of nutritional value and all the ways you can use it. So, it's definitely a growing market, and, you know, from our point of view, it's something that's going to be around, you know, for the long term.
Good stuff, Kate. Thank you. Hey, is there some rain up your
you
way?
So
are you?
It's foggy here today. It's,
have you had drought issues in Taranaki? Forgive me. I'm familiar with Waikato and the East Coast, but are you guys in need of rain?
We're not too bad, actually, but we're really feeling for all the farmers that are so dry right now. So, we're definitely feeling for them because, yeah, it could easily be us, but it just hasn't happened to be us at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping there's some more of what happened last night. There was plenty where I am, more than we needed, of that nice, good, steady stuff. So, look, here's hoping for everyone. Thanks so much.
Yes,
Kate
definitely.
Dunlop
of
the company New Zealand Quinoa, based out of Hawera. Sheep and beef farmers up there, her and her family. But they 4 years ago, or they're up to their fourth harvest of quinoa.